Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the 18th of the second month, 2026. It is a Wednesday evening and it's 4 minutes past the hour of nine. The University of Namibia is pleased to announce the continuation of the UNAM Readiness Program in 2026 for equitable access to higher education. The program is specifically designed for prospective students aiming to enroll in UNAM undergraduate qualification, excluding professionally regulated programs. The readiness program is intended for learners who have done NSSCAS, NSSCO, and NSSCH/HIGCSE or equivalent, but do not meet the minimum UNAM admission requirements. Applications are completed online via the UNAM website, which is www.unam.edu.na online applications. Prospective students are encouraged to apply by 20th of February 2026 and consult official UNAM platforms for administration requirements. We thank you.
Lipura nengeno wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamoili nawa ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The following show is a playback from Eagle FM podcast.
Dear listener, the following show is a playback.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pulling Heartstrings, and the aim and objective of our conversations here is to address the elephant in the room. Now, the elephant is too large of an animal for us to pretend it does not exist, so we address it. We address it, we address it, we address it. We address it with our hearts on our sleeves, with our hearts in our bags, our hearts under our feet, wherever our hearts are. We are pulling the strings of our hearts, and it is what it is. So, ladies and gentlemen, right. Hi, how you doing? Today's the 10th. Today's the 10th of the 12th month, 2024. It is a Tuesday evening, and the time is 22:03. As I introduced myself previously, I just like to introduce myself again and again because there are still people that don't know my name. My name is The Matriarch during the week. Matriarch means queen mother of the tribe. I'm going to take this call, but I'm sure it's not for me. Good evening.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Just asking my friend now, did you hear the lady today talking on the radio? And then the guy was like, no, I was not listening to the radio today. Maybe it was just cool.
Oh, because on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Universal Church comes in at 9 o'clock. So I start at 10.
Yeah.
Okay, so the call is for me. You know, I was very ready for the call not to be mine. So the call is actually mine.
You see how
the universe works. How was that? Okay, so today we are talking about communication.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is the 17th of the 12th month, 2024. It is a Tuesday evening and...
But yeah, a number and you don't care.
Okay.
Let now. But this is Eagle FM, and you are talking to the matriarch, and this is a different show. What's the problem?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. So, ladies and gentlemen, hello, hello, hello. The number in studio is 083-288-4001. I hope you guys heard the whole story that I was saying last night. Thanks. There are people that are patiently waiting for after their food. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Story Night. And today I'm going to be giving you guys a story, not unless you would like to come through. We are doing our final runs, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing our final runs and we are running as the year is coming to an end. We are also reaching our breaking point as humans, as we are fighting K December spirit. We are fighting K December spirit. Hey, we are fighting it. We are fighting not to be tired. We are fighting not to be mwamwalaring. We are fighting to still be caring towards the bigger goal. We are fighting, guys. I see myself in this battle, ne? Every time I have to get up in the morning. Now I have this a little alarm. Her name is Michaela. I have this little alarm that wakes me up at 6:30, like a person that goes to school. Every time I go to her bed and I watch her standing there like she wants to climb out, right? I tell her that I hope that you itoka tindira momposi. You know, when you are old, that it's in Boroko, Yako, Scori, Toka, Tindra, Mompos, and Mikael, Open, Duka, Kuerenge, Kunampa, Toish. Eh, I hope so. Because this is the, because 6:30, guys. But anyways, so every day I'm dragging my feet out of bed, especially these last days, and it's year end fatigue, and it's also just being done. When you have written the last page and you are closing the book, it's like that one. We are like, ooh, guys, we tried. We have been here since January and we have tried. Good job, guys. Sharp, sharp. Sharp, sharp. Let's shake hands. Ta-ta. Sharp. Bye. Like, it is really that time of the year where everybody's like, you know what? On my mind right now, it's just Ombora, Omafuma, Otha. Those are the things that are on my mind. Like, if I could put pen to paper right now, the things that I would be writing about, eh, is just Ndakantumba Metawa. Like, oh, guys, I'm so done for the year. Like the year must just, like, now it's just sweep me with it. Like, sweep me with it at this point because I unyonyoro apako, and it's just like, yes, guys. So, ladies and gentlemen, I am at that one, and I realize that maybe many of us are also just here. Many of us are just waiting, you know? We're all just waiting for the time where it's like, okay, have a nice holiday. Okay, bye guys, have a good holiday. And then we go, we rejuvenate, we recuperate, we go and revive our souls and our hearts and our minds and our bodies, our spirits. We go and get the love that we so long for from our elders or whoever is out there giving the love out that is not a partner. Eh? Somebody that has that superior love. That somebody that has that ancient love. Somebody that has that matriarch kind of love. That patriarch kind of love. That great grandmother kind of love, you know. Somebody that is like, maziko kushimba. O shili inamwete lanjo tu uuni mambu yao kutula na ndopo ongolo shili ongolo ya jeji nonge omwacho ta ningileje valo lanjo nake omushishi nga kuchandi valo mujotango ya anua ndalo kandishishi nengele heli vineno kwa tile ojotango denge umvulando nombelo ndezipewa alikana kanon. Yes, that is the only voice I want to hear. Like, hey, I'm out, guys. I'm like, wee. I just want to sit with Cuckoo grandmother and then she can just squatter me a little bit and I can just feel like a child. I think that the one thing that I am missing, you know, there was this movie called, there is this movie called For Colored Girls. And there was a piece of poetry that was spat in that movie that I'll never forget, ne? And it was something promised, something laying on the hands, you know, like, somebody almost walked off with all of my things. And I feel like I'm there. I feel like I'm at that point where it's not that I'm unhappy with being an adult. It's not that I'm unhappy with carrying the burdens on my shoulders or the responsibilities that I have as an employee, or an employer or a matriarch or a mother, daughter, sister, a wife and all of this. It's not that I don't like that. I just need a place where I don't have to be that because I'm that from January all the way to December. I just want a little piece of the December where I can just be okana komegumbo. And that is what I long for. I long for somebody going to get me things. Like, I know, you know, I think that you have to be in the situation for you to understand the situation. It's not that I can't send people. It's not that I don't have people to send. I just miss that thing of you come into the house and the other people are sent. Kuchindeni muka kwa terengwe nyonjuka. Yes! Because then in your house, you are the one that is telling people like that. And then you are the one to kasuronjukwa and the toya and the toite and the toitereke na tangushe. Oh, no, guys. So I just want to go home and I just want to be special. I just want to wake up and it's not somebody, mommy. I know that the mommy people will still be there. I understand they'll still be there, but they'll be with other people. Other people that they will be fascinated by. So fascinated by that maybe for split seconds, ne, they will also forget that I exist. Especially holiday. I think holiday is also just driving me crazy because I'm with my kids. And they are knocking so much. And I even ask questions like, when I'm not here, I'm not konkoraje. Like, why? I just came to check on you, Vakwetu, my golden boy. No, guys. So, I just want to go to a place where I feel like I'm important as a person from the house. I want to go to Kayetu and go and sit there and fudiriara like ikuning and kachaya. Just those things that don't require a lot of brain power. Because here there's so much brain power that is required. If you don't have brain power, you end up saying wrong things on radio. You end up misappropriating funds. You end up dying on the road because you're not concentrating. There's just so much brain activity here in the city, and I feel like I need that breath of fresh air. Like, that's where I'm at personally. For me, that's where I'm at. So I'm out here thinking that you guys are most probably also in the same situation, or some of you guys are already gone home. You guys are just laying there under the mattress, eh, where the radio is kokiti, and then you made an antenna under the moonlight, and you're listening to me, what then go for opo majura and all vibes, and I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous of your life right now. I'm so jealous. Like, oh, I'm so jealous. You know, you know, those kind of vibes. Yeah. Like, those are just the things that I miss, you know. Hey, I know muna jejeje, how you pull, eh? You know, I just want to hear those things. I want to go and sit and hear about, you know, I just want choir vibes, you know, rungunukwa vibes, eh? Rumberanje vibes. I just want to come back with bigger stories. Kucha, hey, my dear, and then he. So that is where I'm at. And I feel like it's not just end year fatigue. It is really honestly just where I'm at. I can't go outside of the bubble. It's like I'm in a corner and I'm just on the hunda naiman. Kucha na, guys. It's like, it's time. It's time to recuperate. It's time to regenerate. It's time for you guys to go to your houses, guys. And for those that don't have houses, my dear, it's the house where you are, make it now your houses, so that you are so extremely comfortable there and you can do everything that you need to do in order for you to feel fulfilled. Now, there's nothing worse than being in an environment where you can't feel that home feeling. Ah. So try and make it that home feeling. If it's pictures, put up pictures. If it's a little ka smell, put up a little ka smell. If it's a little ka something, put it up, you know. Give yourself that Christmas vibe. They used to say that, Christmas used to be the shizuliki when we were younger, because it was so vibrant and we were all just together. But I realized that adulthood is lonely, and that is why people say that you should make a family. You make a family in order for you to be less lonely, but you are going to be lonely, but just less lonely when you have a family. And I finally get it, because when you look at your cousins that you grew up with, and you look at your brothers and sisters that you grew up with, you guys were always together. Even if you guys were not together during the day, at home you guys were together. Now all of a sudden everybody has their homes, everybody has their family, and everybody has branched out, and we are happy that everybody has branched out, but it doesn't take away from the fact that there is a little less unity amongst us. There's a little less love. We see each other now and then, and basically that's it. Apart from other families, you know, other families, they call each other every day, but some of us are not fortunate like that to have family members that we call each other every other day, except Kukukherivi. Kukukherivi is calling, guys. Kukukherivi is calling. I'm like, yes, onjupa, yuda, yes. Itandere moka ya andere metemba no metiti lino machini waza onda jara o machini, eh, onda jara kujupakera o machini. Yes. And I also just want to go and be deep in Ndonga, where the people, they also speak like me, so that I can just retouch my Oshindonga, because I'm just out here, eh? I'm just out here talking to you guys in Garahura language here, and then I'm just missing the point. What's on? Hello?
Oh,
don't get the Oshindonga. Oh, sure, Nathan Tikucha, eh? The man?
Best friend, name,
oh, every day I'm getting a phone call. Enkero, oh, what in the weta ko eka dona hono on tibui kuela. Eh, no mati ota ota muiya muhe. Eh, on tibui tegerera nde mulongi kive my dear. Ndio tamas kuta kafiki.
No, pumbo na kuri no mayota eh amaga pumbo pa eh.
Ashwe shono. Eh.
How are you, man?
I'm fine, Tatebwana. How are you doing?
No, we thank God. Things are fine.
Ne? Where
how
are you?
I'm around.
In Windhoek?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, you know, mommy, I have been in the mountain.
Oh, so you went to the mountains and now you just came to enjoy electricity.
Just a little bit kind of small thing.
Eh, no ka echo
naga.
Of course.
This one is more polluted.
And me.
That fresh one.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Mafuma meme.
Hey, yeah. Oh, mafuma mawa. Oh my God, I say, what? Since I came from all those years, I say I was not going to eat this thing. My friend, it was prepared, and I say, make another one.
I'm being a nail on that.
So delicious, so delicious. How have you been, mommy?
No, I've been okay. I think many of us are also just at that point of we finished the year. Like right now, we are just fighting December spirits. Every day you are just fighting December spirits. More possible, no?
It's good when people go there and they, you know, gather together, have that kind of fellowship, and enjoy themselves.
Mm. What do you enjoy most about going home?
It's your favorite. My favorite. When I go there, I think of you. Now that my old people are not there, at least I should also go and help, maybe to mend some fence and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have been here even this time around if they were there.
Yeah, you would have gone already.
You have gone already, done a lot of issues, a lot of fencing, a lot of, you know, file mending and things like that.
Yeah.
But this time around, I give more attention to my place.
To work on your place.
But anyway, it's fine. But I will still have to fellowship together.
Yes.
Enjoy together. You know, there are also weddings, you know. You are in a different mood, you know. The people
that
you have not seen them for a long time.
Oh.
When you are there now, people are, you know, interacting and responding. This one is saying, I'm going to follow. This one is saying, this one. It is like a kind of, it's a different mood.
My dear, when we're sitting there at Undingosho, Then the ladies that are having their kids that are in grade 11 and 12 and in university, they bring their kids. And to make you happy, Memene. Hey, how are you? I'm fine, Auntie. How are you? I'm like, who is that? Why? Hataku machine. Hataku mangapan landungao. Yeah, hataku mapan
landungao. You are reminding me of something for many, many years, man. Before we knew how to speak English.
Yes.
We were just big. And all of a sudden, there is this young, small one. from Tate Nangoro Mbuba's house. How did you go out to the room? Me, I'm here, I don't even know how to speak English.
Like me there at my village, I tell you, me there at my village, I'm Oshima Shakula.
I'm a Beyonce.
Waza? Like, waza, waza la.
Waza, waza la.
Yeah.
Hey, if you hear me, Shaningwa, Sofia Shaningwa.
Doesn't she say waza with a W? Mona, I get it's a whole mix there.
And you know, it energize somebody when it's nations like you are also energized.
My dear.
USAVE's customers love combos, right? For just $299 American, you can get 5 kilograms each of the following essential staple food. Nice Rice Parboiled Rice, Champion Super Maize Meal, Marathon Brown Sugar, and Marathon White Sugar, plus Bokoma Fed Cook Flour. That's $299 American for 5 kilogram essential products. Yes, we all save at USAVE.
Like you are also energized.
My dear. I'm sure she stole it from me also.
Let's see how the will turn on you give us. They say it's Christmas and what. I don't want to go into that. But all I'm saying is that the mood also does change.
Yeah.
And people, like you say, to you, sometimes you go to Ndingosho there, we socialize, interact, you see different kind of, you know, environment again.
Yeah.
So let's hope everything you say is fine. Like this time around, I used to come closer and listen. What are these kids talking about?
English, my dear. I
was hiding in the class for almost a month. And then the teacher spotted me. You, where are you from?
Namibia.
Namibia. Where is Namibia? Is it
next to Morocco?
Namibia was not known, my friend. The people think that it was a state or a city in South Africa.
But at the time, it's okay for such assumptions to come up because we were very tightly linked.
I think so.
At least they had an idea.
They had an idea.
Yeah, kwetu ngunotati Namibia is next to Morocco. Eh? Gono weta akucha ae. Lai. Ae, meme. Ae, give me zero. Alright, Tete Buana, thank you so much.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm ranting about wanting to go home, and I'm asking the ultimate question for tonight is what are your enjoyment plugs when you go home? What do you miss most when you're not there and you really enjoy, especially now in your senior ages, right? When you are a bit older than you used to be, what do you enjoy right now? I get to enjoy the chair. Shipuns. Hey, the chair.
chair. I get to enjoy the chair because now I'm a big person. I'm a, like, so now I also sit on the chair like all the other big people. And I like that, man. And I'm not part of the squad that is quartering on Juhua anymore. So now I'm part of the squad that is being quartered on Juhua 4. On Juhua is chicken, bruh. Yeah, so me, I'm sitting there idle while people are going to run and catch the chicken for me. But that also, when you go home, that newness doesn't last. Especially if you are the first one amongst the outsiders, amongst the goers that comes back. It only lasts for the first day or two at most. After that, it's just, you are just, you are part of the cooking crew. And especially if your cousins or your other relatives find you there, then you have to be part of the people that go and quarter on Juhua. Or you might be the one that is quartering the Juhua yourself because you initially are not new anymore. But for me right now, the one thing that I do miss is the people. I miss the grannies. I miss the grandpas. I miss my uncle Kukushuti. I miss home. I just have this longing for home. Like, I miss home, guys. It's like, kunakureka, ne? I miss Nakureka. Very, very much. I feel like I'll even just end up crying when I get home. Oh my goodness. Yeah, and then my aunt will be like, it's not shunako and care. Not a how, not a inand shunako if we are enjoying the money that comes from Ushimba. We're not working for Roxmos. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to come in and come and give me your 2 cents, the number in studio is 083-288-401. That is the number in studio. In case you would like to buzz me up, in case you would like to come through and laugh as we proceed with our night, that is the number in studio. If you would like to send us an SMS, our SMS line is 1040 and it will cost you $1.50. And please don't forget to download the Eagle FM app, because if you are listening from a radio, and that means the radio stays at home, right? And you can't listen to us during the day or when you go somewhere that is not home. So I would advise most now here that you get it on the app. So here there are messages. Good evening, Queen Mom. Hey, good evening, Queen Mom. I don't know what happened, but the radio went mute. Hello from Bragwater. Hey, hello from Bragwater. Oh, it was just a day. So that is what happened. So you guys didn't hear the story. You guys want me to continue the story? I only continue the story if somebody comes in and tells me that they want me to continue the story. Because I told you guys that those are personal stories most I share with you guys. Yeah? So if you guys want me to share my personal life with you guys must call in and tell me, hey, Queen Mother, please. Queen Mother, please tell us the rest of the story. Because I even read there, Komarungura, that somebody was like, yeah, the radio went off when she was talking about she was waiting for food. What's that? You wanted to know what type of food we were eating? Or who's that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's take a quick breather before we start with story time.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko dite opoye ekukurile oshafafana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi kayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwa Fanona, Monica, Co, Eagle FM, Honoreta Time, Bali Heavy, Nola Natu, Heavy Bali, No Hair, Ileco, Derewa, Nora Hetatu, Natu, Bali, O Hetatu, Batatu, Oma Filane, Eagle FM, VI.
Alrighty. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So today is the 17th of the 12th month, 2024. It is Moss Tuesday. So ladies and gentlemen, okay. So there was once upon a time, there was this gentleman, right? His name is Johnny. So Johnny himself, he used to like mafia movies. He used to like mafia movies. He used to like everything that is about the Italians. You understand? So Don Corleone, and that's all he knew. Again, Sicily, that's all he knew. And basically it was just Godfather that inspired him about Italy, and that's it. All he knew about Italy was the bags and the bags. That's it. The bags and the mafias. Mm-hmm. So Johnny in himself, he was one of those children that grew up in a village that was, it was a growing village. Now, if you know what a village is, you know that the houses, five houses in front of you were not there when you were in the village. You know that your village has also expanded. In as much as we want to pretend like our villages have not developed, I know that from growing up at my village, Kunakureka, we only had undingosho wuri uhitatu. Mm-hmm. And now we have about 30 to 40 undingosho, or even 50. Undingosho, and we have electricity. Yeah, electricity. Water didn't come there yet because I don't think it's a need apparently, because we also don't have sanitation because we have the bush. Duh. Yeah. So Johnny grew up in a village, and he grew up with his mother. Now their house was called Okambo. Okambo is most now a house without a man. And Johnny lived there with his mother, and ever since he was growing up, he was held in. He was more of those ones of, where are you going? And don't go that side. Stay with your mother. Stay with your mother. Stay with your mother. They do everything together. They go and chaya together. They look after the kettle together. They did everything together. And it was expected because, Johnny was her only child. So he kind of understood the pressures that came with being your mother's only child and also being her only friend, because his mother never went anywhere. Nobody ever came to their house. It was more of just them. It was really honestly just them. And she built the house quite well. She okwavika. So she built the house with sticks, and it was built, it was built very, very nicely for a okay, I know that this is sexist, but for a woman's work, it was immaculate for a woman. Yeah. And as Johnny started to grow, it was time for kindergarten. Now, in the village, there's this thing called the under the tree kindergarten, where the neighbor kids and all the kids, they go to that kindergarten. And that teacher that teaches literacy is the one that teaches also kindergarten for the kids. So there was a kindergarten there, but Johnny's classes were not with the other kids. And he always used to wonder why, because the kids would knock off like at 12 o'clock and then they go to their houses. And then his mother would get him ready for kinder around 12:30. Then he would go and sit there in the kinder. The kinder was like, and then they were put zincs on top of it, and it was like a little classroom, but he was alone in the classroom. So his mother would walk him to class, and then the teacher would teach him, but he would be alone in class. And he enjoyed this because he was like, oh, Teacher Maria. Hey, Teacher Maria, because it was basically the only second person that he ever got close to and in close contact with, because everybody else was most just off limits. So it was Teacher Maria. Teacher Maria used to teach Johnny A, B, B, C, C, 1, 1, 2, and he was catching, and he was catching the things, my dear. Teacher Maria was very proud. And when payments were done, Johnny's mother would have to put the money on the floor. would have to put the money on the floor in an envelope. And first of all, Johnny didn't know that this was payment. So he just used to see an envelope that Johnny's mother, his mom would put on the floor. And later on, Teacher Maria would pick up this envelope later on. So he didn't see anything of it because he's very happy. He's in class. He's with Teacher Maria. They are enjoying and all of that. Okay. So his mom used to work. And by work, I mean, how long? You know, she used to work. So she was one of those, aunties that, and she used to weave baskets and also, taningi ombike or oshike onchengo, like traditional stuff. And she would sell them, but also she wouldn't go to the cooker shops to go and sell them herself. She would give to Teacher Maria. Imagine, Teacher Maria was a big deal bearer in their house. So she would give the stuff to Teacher Maria, and then Teacher Maria would come back and put it in an envelope, put it on the floor, and then Johnny's mother would pick it up, and then she would count in front of Johnny Moss. And then Johnny would know that, oh, in the envelope there is money, but they are passing each other envelopes of money, but they don't really talk about anything. Okay, but
if you've reached that stage in life where you are tired of everything, where each day is just routine, dah yammer me oh. No, seriously, I am genuinely sorry for you, cause you clearly haven't been polanified. Like boring day at the spun. Polanify your lunch hour with a delicious Polana curry. Chewing through yet another stale sandwich. Polanify your burger with a little mac and cheese. Tired of chewing the same shandy? Polanify your munchies with air-fried Polana pasta chips. Come on, life's too short for boring. Polanify every moment with Pasta Polana, a proud product of Namib Mills.
They don't really talk about anything. Okay, but she was making guap. She was making a real money. She was making dough because she was hella talented. Hella talented. When I say hella talented, ne, I mean somebody te kutungine on tungwa with butterflies. Woo! That is like hella. Like, if you, like, yes. We are like, yes, queen. Yes. That is exactly it. Like, whoa. She's tungwaring on tungwa with butterflies and horses, and everybody loved her work. And I think, teacher Maria used to go and pass it on as her own work. And even her njengo would be bought. Even her ombike would be bought. And her things didn't last. It was just as soon as teacher Maria puts the things down, they're already gone. And the next day, teacher Maria already has, you know, the auntie's money. Okay, cool. So, Johnny was learning. The year goes by. So he spent 2 years in kindergarten. So he was there at 4, and then he was there at 5, and then at 6, he was supposed to stay there for 3 years because school starts with 7. But at 6, Johnny had finished the whole curriculum of kinder. Any curriculum of kinder, and he already had started learning grade 1 stuff when he was 5. So by the time he was 6, Washiri Teacher Maria had nothing else to teach him. So Teacher Maria decided that, you know what, near the nearest primary school, she's going to get an application form and talk to the principal so that Johnny can just go to grade 1. And she made it a point that she went herself, and then she said, no, I have my nephew and he's very sharp. I can bring you his report. You can even test him. I know he's young, but he can really fit in with grade 1. I have been teaching him grade 1 things. These are his books and all of that. Then the principal went through the books, and the boy is sharp. It was A++. Plus, 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 plus. That kind of A++. That kind of life. So that was Johnny's life. And then it was time now for him to go to school. So when it was time for him to go to school, his mother got him ready in the morning. And he was excited, and he had his little bag and all his things. It seems like all his things came from Teacher Maria, because new clothes, Tisha Maria will buy and then bring them. But there was no touching. There was no touching, kucha, and there was no interaction. So it was just, I don't know, Tisha Maria just loved Johnny so much. And so they would walk with his mom, you know, there at 6:30 in the morning, they would walk with his mom until a certain point. And from this point, then Tisha Maria would take Johnny to school. Johnny didn't care about what these two women were doing. All he cared about was like, whoa, we're going to big school, bruh. We're going to big school. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. And we are going to learn. And wow. So on his first day, so he was walking with Tisha Maria. And then he was asking, what do you pay, Nyan? I have to go to school. Go to school? And he's asking the teacher now, like, where are we going? And the teacher's like, no, you're going to school. And then he's like, I have kids at the school. And the teacher Maria is like, many kids, big and small, tall and short, light and dark, friendly and sad, happy and angry, many emotions. It's like a rainbow with many colors. And then he said, just like David's coat. Is it David or Daniel? The coat of many colors. Okay, let's go with David. Okay, we don't know the Bible stories that deep, so let's go with Daniel. Yes. So like the coat of Daniel. Yes. The coat of many colors. Like the coat of Daniel. It's just the way that people are, the kids are all just going to be different, but you're going to fit in just fine. It's going to be lovely. And he's so happy and he's skipping, tatundoka, you know, skipping. And he was a very neat boy. His mother taught him cleanliness is next to godliness, and he was clean. So when he got to the gate, he said, Ticha Maria, tegere anjemanga andi pushuronga kudanshi. Like, Teacher Maria, please wait for me while I polish my shoes. Because he didn't want to go to class for the first day with dirty shoes from the walk. And then he went in and he was taken to class, and the teacher that was there was Miss Teacher Juliet. So Teacher Juliet was his grade one teacher, and Teacher Maria took him there, and then Teacher Maria said, oh, this is my son, Johnny, and this is Teacher, and she handed him over. She handed him over and told him that you must wait for me at Ponye. There's a what do you call it, Vambu Besi tree that is close to the school. And he was given an instruction to wait for her. When the school comes out, he must wait for her under that tree. And when he waits for her under that tree, she will come. So he went to school and he didn't cry. He was such a lovely boy. Unlike our kids, like they didn't prepare that, like we didn't know that we are going to school. Now we have people that are biting us and beating us because they don't want to go to school, bundle of joy. But the whole time when we were buying stationery, you knew we were going to school. But anyways, yeah, we're not about that today. So let's not judge them, Anua. But Johnny was immaculate. His behavior was immaculate. He sat down and he sat in front and he was astonished. In all honesty, I believe that the teacher Maria should have stayed a little bit, because what if the child had had a attack? Hey, this child has never seen other children, other people at all. He's just seen Teacher Maria and his mother. That's it. Even when he sees people, they are always from far because his mother is shielding most now. So there he is in a classroom with people that are his age, and it's colors and it's chairs and it's boards and it is talking and it is screaming and yelling and it is so much, it's so much excitement, right? And he wanted to participate. Like literally he stood up and he wanted to participate because it was so nice. Nandiso. It was so nice. Utowi. he wanted to participate, and I think he wanted to have a conversation with a child that was sitting next to him. And then when he just started talking like this, Johnny fainted on his first day of school. Like literally heart attack type of vibes. Yeah, a 6-year-old, literally heart attack type of vibes, right? But it was just the excitement. It was really honestly just the excitement. It was one of the... Oh, Johnny. And there he was, and he fainted for a couple of seconds. And then when he woke up, it was teacher Juliet that was giving him water, you know, spraying his face with water. And he's like, teacher Juliet, wow.
Oh, number B, Namibia Transport. Otai shifre customer. Dayo, dipena didi kuro kucha. Otai pigire no kwenjo maya kuro ya kutransporte customer. Kuja moveduka ondangwa. Oshakati na utapi. Omahara kuro ndokera. Moveduka po Soweto Market. Kombere wa konora mano imwe. Bari ne, bari heali, nora no hetatu. Chopolina, konora etatu imwe. Natu natu, omafela vali. Nano, no natu. Musese, konora etatu imwe. Nano, nano, ne nano, ne nano, no imwe. Ondangwa, tapurundikla poka pana service. Egera ana konora itatu imwe imwe ne imwe na tu imwe hamano no ne nengeko 0811 586975 onda do ovenduka fio shakati mafera vali no miongo tiri oi ovenduka o tapioca hao tsandi mafera tatu no miongo tiri natu enda do dinongu shufio malongo na tatu ya January 2024 enda do edi inadikwa tiramo endongirwa okuja movenduka.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nenge no wapubwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tete opoye ekukurile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo IGL FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge kwata fanona Monica ko IGL FM. Onore tatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile konderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafelane IGL FM. The eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So
not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm.
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Did you know
that in Namibia, over 1.4 million people use their mobile device to access the internet. So why not meet your current and potential customers where they already are? With over 600,000 cumulative users around the world, between the Eagle FM and Imba mobile apps, Eagle Media House has the perfect digital platforms for you to advertise your business, upcoming events, weddings, vacancies, funerals, or any other announcement that you have on their digital billboards in their mobile applications. Put your ad on our digital billboards and with one tap of the screen, lead users directly to an address of your choosing. For more information, contact Hende at 081-410-9077. That's 081-410-9077.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch. So, Johnny fainted.
Good evening.
Oh, sorry, ma'am. Not yet. Uh-huh. Good evening once more again. I thought you have knocked off. Oh.
No, I'm still here.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
The unfortunate thing is that I did not hear. But before that, I just remember the name that I was trying to, we were trying to mention there.
Mm.
So this time around of the rain season, and if it rains, and then the goats and the gakombos and everything actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the ombidi also. So, you know,
fall in love with the best prices at WB. Get 500 gram Bokomo cornflakes for $31.99. 2 kg nice rice for only $34.99. 1.5 kg real good mixed chicken portions for $79.99. And 10 kg Bokomo Vetkoek flour for just $137.99. See more February specials at voermanbrock.com. We care.
Oh, okay, I did not forget the name again.
I think you forgot it.
Ah, oh, see,
okay.
I think so.
I don't know, but okay.
So now, listen.
I've
listened and...
we are still talking. The story is not finished.
Oh, so what time are you not finished?
You, 12 o'clock.
This one is 11 o'clock.
It's
a few minutes past 11 now. And then let me listen and I'll come back.
No problem.
Thank you very much,
ma'am. Ciao, ciao.
So, our boy fainted. Johnny fainted out of pure excitement. Now imagine how much excitement your child must be feeling to come to a point where he just faints. So when he was coming to, he remembered Teacher Julia, and Teacher Julia was there with a glass of water, and she was asking, "Are you okay, my boy? You know? And he's like, oh no, nah. And it was a lovely sight to see. So he said this like three times. Oh, nona. Like children. Like the children. So ever since then, he had been dubbed the nickname Unona. So he was Unona. Ever since then, he was just called Unona by Teacher Julia, by the students, by the principal. He was the first person that ever fainted at their whole entire school, and he looked so happy. It was like a peaceful faint, if we can say it was that. It was a peaceful faint. It was literally just Unona. So now they just call him Unona, you know? So, that was his first day of school. So the day continued, and at break time again, Teacher Julia now noticed that he's maybe not familiar with children because he doesn't really know how to have conversations. He gets overly excited. And at first she was a little bit worried, because after that he went to faint at least 3 times again in the 1 day again, because Unona. It's like Unona. And every time he fainted, when he came to, it was Unona. Like, oh, the children, there's so many children. I like this place, please. Wow, children. So in the world, there are little people that are like me. There are people that are small like me in my life. There are small chairs for small people, small desks for small people. They're small. Wow. Wow. You know, he was so astonished. He was so surprised. He was so perplexed. He was bedazzled. He was dazzled. He was just in awe of everything. And that it's a beautiful sight to see, because nobody actually gets surprised by anything anymore, and not in a pleasant way anyways. So he was just Unona. And at break time, he went outside, or he stood outside at the door and watched the other kids play. And he was just having the time of his life. And teacher Julia was a bit worried, because she thought that maybe he has a heart condition, and that he's maybe an ailment or something, because he was just fainting abnormally. And then later on in the day, they had RME and they were talking Bible stories. And that one of Washange Ramhonone, the Bible stories, he knows them nice, because they, by his mother, it's just religion, you know. So it was time to go home. And like the good boy he is, he went to sit under the tree, and the other kids also gravitated towards him, because they don't usually sit under that tree, but they gravitated towards him, and they came to make friends with him. And at the end of the day, when Teacher Maria came to pick him up, he was there with 4 other kids that were also waiting to get picked up or fetched from school. And he made friends, and he couldn't wait to tell Teacher Maria all about it. And Teacher Maria is one of those vibrant teachers, those educare kind of teachers, those teachers that really, when your child is leaving the kindergarten, you are crying, because can't we just take you with to grade one, please? Can't we just take you with those kinds of teachers? And it takes a lot to be that kind of teacher, but she was that teacher. Oh, and he's talking, and then she put him koshushu on her shoulders, and he's talking about his day, and he's talking, and then they reach now the drop off where Teacher Maria now waits for his mom to come and get him for the rest of the way. And when he saw his mom sitting there and waiting, she looked so anxious. She was so anxious. You could tell by the sweat that she was feeling, and the biting of the nails, and the tapping of the foot, and it was just a mess. In all honesty, it was just a mess. That was like severe anxiety at its best. And when she saw him and the smile he had on his face, her whole entire heart just melted. And she ran to her child and she hugged her son, and it was like, hey, oh. And the boy, Johnny's talking, you know, that talking that we are all excited for, especially after the first day. Ah, that one that becomes a thing later, that we are like, ah, now you just want to run away from the child, because the child has been talking 3 hours straight, you know, matriarch style. But he's talking, and she ran to her son, and she hugged him, and then she's like, are you okay? And then she checked him for bruises and scars. He's like, oh, such a lovely boy. And they had it was pleasant to see. And Teacher Maria was standing there, and she was looking at them embrace each other, and the boy is talking, and the mother is interested, and the mother is crying, and she says, thank you so much. And she was about to go and hug Teacher Maria, and Teacher Maria took a step back, and then she also just pulled back, and it was, she said thank you without touching Teacher Maria. And she went back to her son, and then there they walked off, and tomorrow was the same case, and tomorrow it was drop off, and then Teacher Maria takes the boy to school, and he goes and have a normal, ordinary day. At home he did his homework that he's studying in advance already. We don't know what smart child this is, but okay. And that was Johnny's life. And he was just pleased to be having opportunities. He never questioned anything. He was always just happy about where he is. He was happy and he was a grateful child. His mother sorted him out. There was nothing at all. Nothing that he lacked. He had the school shoes. And imagine village life, right? We are expecting you to not have some stuff because you guys are in the village, but this boy had everything. There's not a pencil that he didn't have three of. There's not a ruler that he didn't have three of. He had everything, every single book, everything. School shoes, everything, uniform, perfectly new, out of the box. This woman went above and beyond for her son, and she would stay up endless nights, tamano mariro, you know, just finishing her basket so that they can get sold, so that she can buy the things, you know, and give her son like a $2 for fat cake and ice at school. And oh, and then it was the first term went and it was time for the report. So the report came back, and when the report was handed over, it was explained now because she can't read. So because Johnny's mom can't read. So Tisha Maria explained what the symbols are. You know, A is for very, very good. A plus is for excellent, exceptional, distinction. And this boy only had those two symbols. It was just A and A plus. And this was the first term, and she's so happy, this auntie. Johnny's mother, very, very happy, very proud. And this is just grade one. Yeah, imagine. Yeah, grade one. Imagine the way she's proud like this, going above and beyond. And it was holiday time, and they enjoyed their holiday. They spent their time together, and school started again. And then the end of the year came, and this was the process in everything. And funny enough, with the way children are so inquisitive, Johnny was never inquisitive. He was not inquisitive about not meeting other children outside, within his vicinity at home, only meeting them at school. And he was not inquisitive about anything, guys. You know how your children ask, "Hey, mommy, now, how come those children are being picked up by mommy and daddy? And if me, I only get picked up by you?" It's like, there's no those things. He's being taken halfway things. There are envelopes that are being given. But Johnny is not inquisitive about that. He was inquisitive in class. He was asking questions in class. He's asking, 2 + 2, why is this like this? And why is that like that? And story time, and then story time. And it was who he was. He never asked about home, and he never asked about the circumstances around Teacher Maria and his mother and envelopes. He never asked, and he never thought about it either. He was really just grateful that he's alive. He's grateful that he's alive. He's grateful that he's here. He's grateful that he's going to school. He's enjoying his life. He likes his friends at school. And that's just about it. And home is home, and home is homing. And he's with his mom, and he's taking care of the livestock with his mom. And that's just his life. So that was grade 7. Grade 7 came along one day, and grade 7 is most now the age where children are starting to see, but he was a little on the smaller side, and he was a little bit on the shorter side, so he was not really growing the way other kids were growing in terms of
of corporating, you know, like wanting to see girls and all of that. He was just about the academics. He was just about the full experience. And also, keep in mind that he was a year younger than all the other kids. So when the other kids are 13, he's 12. When the other kids are 11, he's 10. So it was just like that. And he was the best performer at the school. He was head boy and he was everything. He was captain of the soccer team. He was captain of everything. Everything. He was just an A++. So, he was really honestly achieving. And even at his soccer matches, right? His mom would always come and tell him how he played, but he never sees his mom. You know that thing of you are at the stadium and you are playing a game and then you assume somebody's not there. And then when you come back and tell them about the game, then they also tell you something about the game that only a person that was there would know. So that was his mom. His mom was like, yes, even when you pass the ball to number six and then number six kicked it into the tree and then your principal had to go and shake it out of the tree. And he's like, oh, so you were there. Why didn't you come and say hi? And he's like, and she's like, no, mothers know everything. I wasn't there. Mothers just know everything. So this woman literally never missed any of her son's extramural activity. Nothing. But she just didn't go and present herself to him. And it was one of those, it's one of those things where when you're listening to the story, you would ask, but why? Why not present yourself? I mean, you went to watch a child's game. It's for moral support. So why didn't you? So he was just happy that his mom got to see how excellent of a player he is and how he was dribbling the ball and what and what and what. And it was now time to apply for high schools. And Teacher Maria did the same thing. Teacher Maria went to apply for high school. And the high school was now a little bit far. So it was a hostel. Now with hostel, it's they are out weekends and there are things like that. There are children that live closer and there are children that come from different backgrounds and it's a bit less controlled than primary school because these ones are teenagers. So he went to a really good school as well. So he went to Taimo Khanjo, he went into the hostel and he was there and he was one of those kids that it's not that he's nerdy or weird. It's just nobody just bothered him like at all. You know how you would be woken up in the middle of the night by the big boys and then they would pour water on you because you are grade 8, Jevor Khasot. This boy, nothing. Nothing like that. Him, he just went through his life just like nothing, nothing. Even if people are beating others or even if whatever is happening, nothing like that ever happened to Johnny. So he just went through life. And when out weekends would come, Teacher Maria would pick him up and drop him off. And then he would go home and his mother would be waiting. His mother would be waiting there at the drop off for him. And then they would go home together. And that was just his life. And then, if you know anything about, combined schools, it was, yeah, then you know that it's from grade 8 to grade 10. And then after that, there is most now grade 11 and 12 at a different school. So he had to go to grade 11 and 12 at a different school. And he went. And the different school was also a bit further. But at this point also, Teacher Maria had a car because the literacy was paying well. And she was not only a literacy teacher anymore. She was also a teacher now at that other primary school. So, yeah. But the responsibility of her going to pick him up and looking for a future for him was always on Teacher Maria and the mother in one way or another. And then it was matric farewell. So matric farewell, he asked his mother, no, can you take me to the matric farewell? And then his mother said, no, I cannot go there. And then he asked, but why? Why can't you actually come to the school? Why don't you come to the school? Like, why do you lurk in dark alleys and corridors? Why, Why don't we ever see people? Now, this is grade 12, end of the year. And this boy literally just snapped out of the fact that he's been living under a rock or isolation all his life. And he's like, yeah, but we are very isolated. Nobody ever comes here. Like, why? And what is happening? And his mother is like, no, one day when you're older, I'll explain to you and I'll let you know. And or for now, just pass and finish your school and just go to the matric farewell alone. Which suit do you want, my son? She got him the suit that he wanted. There was no lack. There was no lack in anything for Johnny. Never. You know how we can say that about the village? We can say that, yeah, we grew up in harsh conditions. I think that with him, he can't say that because there was nobody else to compete with. Maybe we can say that because we have siblings and a full house and what. But with them, it was only them. And this woman poured her whole entire soul and heart into her son. Every ounce. Eh? She's literally tahonju pants. But her son is wearing the latest jockeys, the latest what. I'm telling you, she poured into her son. She invested into her son with her whole entire heart. It was just Johnny. Johnny, 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 Johnny Wameme. And the matric farewell happened and he came back home and he spent the rest of the holiday at home and it was now time for varsity. So time for varsity came and he was accepted in every single thing that he applied because Teacher Maria just made sure that there was just chance everywhere. So she applied at every single university you can think of, even far away or near, she applied and she became his mother, his second mother in all honesty, because even when he had things to talk about, like life things, you know, like I just feel like this hair under my armpits is ruining my life. Teacher Maria would be saying it's puberty. That's what puberty does, you know? So it was a weird situation, but it worked for them. That's why we can say that. Your normal is not my normal. And my normal is not your normal. And this was Johnny's normal. So, he decided that no, he's going to do engineering. He's going to do engineering. He's going to do his first 2 years there in Ongwediva. Yeah. He's going to do his first 2 years there in Ongwediva just to stay close to home. And then after that, he's going to do the other 2 years here in the capital city. And Johnny went to school and did exactly that. He went in, came, did what he went there to do and finished. And he came out. And it was now time for a job. Now, this was the part where, you know, he started being exposed to the world. He started being exposed to the world. He started comprehending that people invite others to their houses. No, come and meet my mom. No, come through to my village. No, come through. You know, he has friends now. He has a girlfriend. He's lifing, you understand. And now he's also wondering about these drop-offs. So he buys his car and he decides that no, he's going home. He's going home. He's going to show his mother the car and he gets there and he notices that their house, right? Their house is just built with wire around Maragabuna Oshero and at all. There's like, no, there's no gate. And this is something that he went to only check later on. Which I, Mara, our whole angle, right? There's no gate. We just passed through the wire to be Chamandar, but there's no gate. So he got home and then he's like, ah, he started pangururaring to make a gate, you know, and then he went to call his mother, say, ah, no, I bought a car and she's very happy and wow, Johnny, ooh, the mother is Johnny, you know, and she is above and beyond, man. And she had hanga domarovu hija, she had cooked, she had, she did everything, slaughtered a goat, hey, she went to Chaya enough Ikuni because apparently he likes braai flakes. So she's like, just braai and eat your whole carcass, my friend. Eat. And she was so thrilled and happy and she was looking at the car and it has tinted windows. And when she was touching the window like this, the window just rolled down. It was a whole girl. Oh, Jenny's mother is to faint. Ah, Jenny then came home with his girlfriend, a chair. Never warned nobody about nothing. Now, in a whole life where we are not accustomed to people, you bring a person and you don't even give me a heads up as your mother. Oh, I'm even wearing my inside clothes, and now I have to meet strangers with inside clothes. In my atuka. I'm not even wearing my best dress, and the auntie fainted, my dear, when the window was rolled down. And this girl also, why are you waiting for your mother-in-law to touch the window for you to roll down the window to make your presence known? She gave the poor auntie a whole heart attack, my dear. The auntie fainted. She needs to pick up the mother, like, whoa, and give water, and are you okay? And then the mother's like, oh, I had a dream that there was another person in the car, and then when the window rolled down, my dear, and then she opened, she was talking with eyes closed. She opened her eyes, it's a whole girl. Happy meme. Oh, Auntie Dearest is to scream. Ooh! Ooh! Ay! Auntie Dearest is to scream at the girl like, ooh! Like, Uncle Wayan, ooh! Like, hey! Come pasela jefe me so man!
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit paratus.africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always
Paratus. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the first time that Johnny had ever seen his mother angry. His mother was furious, and she even ran away, and she went to hide Monjugo, and then she went to change, and she was just very, very upset with this boy, and she was upset, and the girl is like, Johnny, Jay. Because in the city, we don't say John. Yeah, we say Jay. Jay, like your mom hates me. Hi. And Johnny is like, no, she doesn't hate you. I know she doesn't hate you because she doesn't know you, obviously. So why would she hate you? I think the problem is that I didn't tell her that you were coming, and I thought it would be a pleasant surprise, but I didn't think it through. I think that that's the problem. Now they're trying to figure out what the problem is, most now together, the couple. And this mother is angry. And Johnny goes to the mother's room, and then he explains that, no, this is my girlfriend. Oh, poor auntie's just fainting there. Oh, Johnny got a girlfriend. These people must tell your parents what you guys are doing here in Ushimba. You guys just don't rock up in the village with girls from God knows where. Guys are just rocking up with girls from God knows where, and then we are just supposed to be thrilled. We're just supposed to be happy. Like, oh, Johnny brought a stranger home, or what? What type of happiness are we supposed to be having? So the auntie is there in the Njugo, and she's not happy. She's not talking to Johnny, and she's just very, very angry and upset, and Johnny doesn't know what to do. And then so he calls teacher Maria, his second mom, right? And he calls and then he's like, so this is what I did. I came home and I brought the car, but then I came with my girlfriend just to introduce my girlfriend to my mom, but Meme is not taking it very well. She's extremely upset, and I don't understand why she's this upset, because I mean, it's just another human being. And teacher Maria is equally upset. Like, you did what? I'm like, Anoik, what's the problem, guys? Hey, Anoik, Johnny is not allowed to bring people, or he's not allowed to have friends or what? Hey, Johnny's a big boy, no? So what is the problem here? What is about ne? Oh, and Chamaria, you can hear Chamaria also just yelling from the other side. And this is the part where Tisha Maria says, no, give your mother the phone. And then the phone is given over. And Tisha Maria talks to Johnny's mother and explains, which I know, this is what young people do, especially serious people such as Johnny. They introduce the people that they're in relationships with. And this is how, you know, this is how people also go and get married, because you cannot now marry somebody and that has never met your mother. And yeah, this is normal. And then the auntie just starts crying, my dear. And she's like, Johnny is going to go. He's going to marry and go, and go and have his own kids there and live his life. And no, not today. Not today. Yes, but not today. Today they are there with you. You must enjoy their company. Johnny, Johnny, you know. And Johnny is listening to this, and he's like, okay, this is hectic. And they ended off with, but you must tell him. Now it's a debate between, just tell him. No, I can't tell him. Just tell him. Oh, no, I can't tell him. Just tell him. No, I can't tell him. Now, Johnny got irritated about this, and he's like, tell me what, guys? Just tell me what? Because clearly you guys are doing cat and mouse things. And these cat and mouse things are not working. So please, spill the beans, spill the tea. Tell me what. Then Johnny's mother calls him and aside now into the room and says like, no. Have you not noticed? This is the part where she now has to tell him about his whole entire life and his seclusion and the fact that he's just been in the house the whole time. And he never had friends over and he never noticed these things. And he's like, yeah, but isn't that how everybody else grew up? Like just staying in the house. And she's like, she shaked her head. She's like, no. Normal people go outside and be with others, but I didn't really allow that. And I became your only friend. And that was our life. And Johnny asks now, why? Now, Johnny's girlfriend is just there at Oshinyanga, at Ehare, snapping, bruv. She's just out here snapping, like, snap. Oh my goodness. Brother, I'm at mother-in-law's house. I'm at the crib, bra, village, bra, life, bra, flexing, bra, beautiful, what, bra. Hey, just nice things. And she's just there TikToking, my dear, doing the most. She's TikToking with the chickens. She's TikToking nongobe. She's TikToking nomboga. She's TikToking with sticks. Itty. She's TikToking with gates. She's TikToking with the ground. She's TikToking with everything. Untilimo villager, bra. We're just chilling at her baby's house. Engineer's wife, where? Like, ooh, ma'am, wow. You took it there, huh? Okay, cool. I hear you. And
So Johnny's mom called him aside and says, like, no, the thing is that it's not really normal the way you grew up, but it was your life and I was just trying to protect you from the world and I was trying to protect you from what people might say. And she was not making a lot of sense and she was going up and about and around. And that's the part where Johnny was like, okay, can we just maybe have this conversation another time? Can you meet now my person? Yeah. And then his mother was like, okay, you know, and she tengane, you know, then she puts on her best dress, her best Sunday dress, guys. She puts on her best Sunday dress and she puts on her best oshikewa and she puts on her best shoes and she puts on even cream. Kwa wayomagadi. Mm-hmm. And she made her face nice and she came out. She even got a handbag. She even carried a handbag because, you know, most probably handbags are good things, are appropriate things. She wore her Sunday best. When somebody says, wear your Sunday best, ne? She wore her Sunday best. She even went with a whole handbag and then she went to sit there and then she went to get Omarovugi jam. And she went to get the food that she had prepared and they sat there and she met the girl and the girl is friendly. Oshwambo is very, very, very broken, but she was very loving and she was trying really. Meme, amenzi ko hole nai. Amenzi hole no okana koe. Okana koe Johnny. Okana koe Jay. Okana koe kawa momtima and okawa nai even in bed. But luckily we don't understand English. So that part Johnny turned around and looked at his girl and he's like, no, not the bed part. Don't tell her about the bed part. Yeah. So, But yeah, amendili nawa, amendishku teka, amendishku kuchava oikuni, amendishku teleka no hope of fire. So amendili nawa, mami, amendili mumbo, ga, you know, and I'm kind of now, you know, and Johnny's mom is very, very loving. She's fully accepting. So she's one of those that, like, as when the girl started talking, she also just became in the mood. She's like, yes, yes. So if she was talking, if she was hyping, if you were hyping her up about running, ne, you guys would go and run a marathon with her because she's hyperable. She's like Johnny the first day of school. Like that. Oh, no, nah. Yes. So this girl is talking, you know, meme, I'm in the holiday, nai. And the mother's like, Auntie Johnny, Jay or Jan? Hey, Jay or Johnny? Rateto apa fupi pefa durongi sara? Oh, onda dayo tango. Oh, onda dayo tango re dina joye. Hey, oh, pefa kushimba huya. Oh, we sanuye Jay. Eh, that's the oh kumekwa e ha e kuisanala Jay. We can help with Hannah John. Johnny Anua Elena, and Atenana, Shashino, Teno Ferendi Danje, no Kumekanje, Atenana, Trong for Madin and Geomare, Shashino Madin and Geomare, Umare Nai. Oh, Pifamui Sanara, Amui Sanaro Marukazin. Yarano, ye young when you're. Hi, unkwe tu. Hi, unkwe tu Lakisha. Jay, Lakisha. Jay, can I push elimwe? Shame. LaQuisha, yeah, her name is LaQuisha, bruh. She comes from this African American parents that went to live there in America and go and name their kids LaQuisha as if they're not gonna come back to Namibia and just be here amongst the Elizabeths. Yeah, Elizabeths. Yeah. So, LaQuisha. Aye, it DJ, LaQuisha.
Iti jeto shili jonyo shije. Kena pwisheldi mwilomo shiwambo. Romela kanjatu, njatu popi. Hmm? I can amoel him. And then he turns around, kucha, or actually my mom is asking, don't you have like a traditional name? Laquisha. Don't you have a traditional name? Because she can't really catch the Laquisha name. So don't you have a traditional name? And Laquisha is like, yeah, I'm Ndina. Ndina a name, Dina Ntira, Dina Edina. Lomoshuambo. Today it's in Lomoshuambo, and it is Ndafa. Ooh. I'm in Ndafa. I'm in Ndafa. I'm in Ndafa. Ndafa means happy. So, I'm in Ndafa. Oh, Ndafa. Oh, okay. Moshi kwa nyama. Ukucha, akuruntue kwa nyama. Oshwara ye kilongere kumbada yoshirongo. Okonea ningo mvuradhi kendo no. Yenayo kwa vare rane kumbada yoshirongo. Opone ngika kufwa ne edhi nando no. Alukirwa ne onku kathi ngika kwa hui. Oh, hayo osho, osho. Okay, ndafa. Yes, auntie. What's that? She's doing the things, guys. We're like, Ella. Shitenya, say what? Waza, waza. That's exactly what I want for myself. You know, Shitenya, say what? Waza. Mm-hmm. So, and his mother was fully inviting. His mother was very happy, even though she was not ready for company. And she was not really... She didn't expect it, and she was not ready for company. She embraced Ndafa with both hands, and she loved her, and she was trying, and it was just an overall beautiful, beautiful weekend. Okay, so Monday morning came, and Ndafa and Jay, they had to leave most now. And Kuku, darling, dearest, you know, she was crying. And she's like, Ndafa, you know? Because she's like, she's already in that vibe of like, Ndafa. Ndafa, my shitenya for life, forever. He will never have another one. It's just Ndafa, forever. And she is crying because she's gonna miss them, but she's so happy they came, and she even learned kucha shatanditi nagaluke ohanditingin. No, you should return. Hi, dono chili titile takapuna shai shimwe oshibushie kashona. You must come back. Ndafa, you must come back. Come back. Come back. Mm-hmm. Yes, mama. Yeah, of course. This is my home, meme. Meme, amandili mumbonga. Amandili mumbonga, ndudite nawa. Ndadia nawa. Kwete, ndandu kama jina kandiwana mokashoti. I have to open it. So, meme, amandili mumbonga. I love it. Yeah, ondiku hole. You know, and yeah, she made two full chickens, my dear, for the people's part, cause they ate one. Already in the house, and two full ones to drive with, and one that they are going to put in the fridge and go and cook themselves, my dear. When people are saying have one child so that you have enough resources, so that you can give your child a whole carcass, eat you and your lover, for the weekend, eat! Ikusenyo kwenye, ikusenyo shimba, ikusenyo nkara man, eat! You guys don't want, you guys want multiple children. Ha! So as they were driving out, you know, most there was no gate. So, Jay made a makeshift gate. So he cut the wire and then he fixed it up, and then he took like a couple of sticks and then he bound them together, and then he made a makeshift gate where he just put like a padlock thingy around it. Or a drat thing around it so that, imunas, they don't go in. So that livestock doesn't go in, destroy the field. So as they were driving out, there was like a small car group that kind of formed just outside there. Yeah? And literally, these people were just standing there and like, and he couldn't hear, but also he knows nobody because remember, ne, our special child has never been outside. He went to make friends there at the outside. He didn't make friends in the village. He didn't even know that in his village there are people. He used to see people walking around, but it was never close, in close proximity. So he drives the car out and then he closes now the makeshift gate and then he sees his mother, but his mother is not standing in the road. His mother is like standing behind a bush, but she's crouching down like she's peeping and he doesn't understand this. And he's like, oh, I know what's happening here. And he goes up to them. And he's asking, like, the more closer he's walking towards them, the more they are moving backwards. And now he's asking, hey, like, what's up? Can I help you with something? And one of the women, like, just points at him and says, Mwana ho lozi. And he's like, what? Literally, Mwana ho lozi means child of a witch. Da, 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 da. Child of a witch? Like, what you mean, child of a witch? Go mana go lozi. Nya lozi. Eh? A lozi ya mo a lozi tan logwantu. Kemulio tan logwantu pongkunda matan jantu. Waza. Like, evil skill, like, out of nowhere. It is now. Him is getting backlash. He's getting, like, words. Apparently, them, the witch people, basically, Johnny is the son of a witch, product of witchcraft, and them, they have been killing people in that village ever since the beginning of time, and it's them, they are witches, 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 witches. They are witches. Hey. Johnny's like, wait a minute, what? Like, no, we are not. Shout to my rosy, arrow the shamanikangi, allo the akingo, how to anua, or how to ya, allo that, tuka, allo that, tuka no ma huu, on dirke huungay, dime huungay, you know, he's asking, like, oh, am I in an owl like this, or am I on an owl? Because witches don't drive cars. Witches fly. Don't drink and drive. Hey, stay safe. What's up, what's up? Yeah. So he's fighting back, you know, and then he turns around and he's looking at his mom and his mom is running the kilometers. Ne? His mom is running, but she's running like from bush to bush, you know, and like she's hiding from the people. And Johnny's like, you know what? I'll just call my boss. Yeah. And then I'll tell him that I have a situation. I've never missed work anyways. I'll tell him that I have a situation and then I'll maybe just go and hear about it. Because this is also the first time that he's noticing that there are people in his village. You know, there's a whole life. Yeah. People, living people that are here, and he's never seen living people that are there. He's like, it's a shocker. So he decides that no, he's going to drive back inside and he's going to lock up. And these people are now, you know, they are throwing salt, throwing salt for the witches. They are all up in arms. The crowd is gathering. The crowd is big. You know, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's like, but if I leave my mother here with these people here, I'm afraid that they're going to do something to her. Is that why she's hiding? So he opens the gate and then he drives back inside. Then he locks the gate. But John is a cool guy, my dear. And Sire also, so he's not afraid of anybody. And he has a gun. He's like a licensed firearm owner. So he's not even worried about menial things. Like strange people from the village. harassing. He goes back inside the house and then he's like, yo, wetenga, like, do you see the commotion outside, mama? And what's happening? And his mom is like, she's running and she's hiding behind bushes, checking, you know? And then he picks her up from like, from the road, like, she's like, get in. Now Mother Dearest doesn't know how to get into cars. And the whole time that they went there for the weekend, the car, didn't move. Because Johnny doesn't know those outside life things. So they didn't go to cooker shops. They didn't go to bars. They didn't do anything. They were just in the house as he grew up. So the car didn't move. So now Mother Dearest has to come into the car. So Johnny opens the back door with his one arm. And then he's like, Londa, Mother Dearest, guys, you would be laughing. You are laughing because you are having bad manners. Like, don't laugh at elders. You will not see the gate of heaven. You are laughing because an old woman cannot get into a car. Eh? The way she's getting into a car, my dear, she's on all four. She's on her knees. She's on her hands. She's first holding on to that thing, that stepping thing that you step, or she's holding on to that one. And then she climbs, like, she's climbing over, like, he's like, wait a minute, guys. Whoa. I don't think my mother knows how to get into a car. So he comes out of the car and the car is still running. And she's like, wait a minute. This is it still running? Ooh, she's just going, she's not dealing with it well, but okay. So he picks her up and then he puts her into the car and she's sitting there and closes the door. And it's her first time. It looks like it's her first time in a car, my dear. And he gets into the car and then the car moves and then she screams, ow! Like, whoa. Okay. And then there's most now echo in the car also. So it's like a little cold breeze that came and it's like, matala lamu kai? Kalu se kai? Hmm? And that's when Johnny realized that maybe my mother has never been in a car. But okay, cool. But anyways, the witch story. So they go into the house and he gets his mom out of the car. He picks her up out of the car so that she doesn't have to fall over, because if she can't get into a car, then she can't get out of a car. It's just logic. You bad person that is laughing there. You with bad manners. You are laughing at June's mother. Change. You're laughing at Jenny's mother. Eh? Who would laugh at your mother if your mother didn't know how to get into a car, you guys, and get out of cars? So they go into the house and Jenny's like, hi, Meme. Like, tell me, talk. You know? And who girlfriend here is like, no, don't worry, Popiene, it's cool. I got it. Like, I understand why you're frustrated, babe. I understand, like, why you're mad. Like, why these people coming to attack us? Is it because we are fire? Is it because we are a couple gold? Like, come on. Johnny just looked at her and smiled and he's like, I don't know how you made it, but cool. Okay. So he asked, like, what's up? And then Johnny's mother tells him that ever since she was born, right? They were born of a bloodline that was not allowed to give birth to boys. If boys were born in their family, they would die. And if they died, it would be one of those things that happen. Now, their mothers and their mothers' mothers and their mothers' 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 mothers and all of that, they were not allowed to have husbands and they were allowed to have only one child, which was supposed to be a daughter. Now, the thing that happened is that somewhere, somehow, her mother, right? Guys, this is now where the stuff gets juicy, hella juicy. You're like, whoa, bruh. So somewhere, somehow, along the way, her mother, Johnny's grandmother, had given birth to twins. And they were girls, but they were unidentical twins. And now one had to be hidden from the family And one was now the daughter, the ultimate daughter. And this one was the one that was outside. And this one was the one that was allowed to have a life. And it was said that every single man that they meet, the man dies after they copulate, something like black widow spiders, like they eat their mates after they get pregnant. So, but it was like that. So in the villages that they had lived, this became known about their bloodline, and people assumed them to be witches. And since she in her bloodline is an abomination, she had to now come and reside here. And then she met this beautiful gentleman that was the love of her life, Johnny's father. And Johnny's father was hung in those old villages. He was hung for fraternizing with a witch. He was hung for fraternizing and sleeping with a witch, and she had to flee. And by the time that she had fled, she was already pregnant. So she came to set up a house here, and her sister, her twin sister, had gravitated towards her eventually in life. And that is why when he was three, he then started going to school to Teacher Maria. Teacher Maria is his mother's twin sister. But in their bloodline, they were not allowed to touch. They were not allowed to talk. They were not allowed to exist. So he, by default, is supposed to be Maria's child, because she was an abomination, because she is the second twin. She's not the first twin that came out. She is the second twin, so she was not supposed to exist. And hence why, if she was not supposed to exist, he was not supposed to exist. And that is why Maria's eggs are bound, because Johnny is Maria's son in the spiritual realm per se. And that is why Maria loves him so much, because in another lifetime, Maria is his mother, because his actual mother is not supposed to exist. Bruh, Auntie Dearest says this. Johnny instantly gets it. I open a bam, wah. And he's astonished. He's like, wait, what? What sci-fi movie things are these? And he knows that his mother tells no fibs and tells no lies, and she's a pure woman. And he understood. So he's like, oh. So is that why you guys gave money in envelopes and you guys never touched and all of that? He's like, yes, because they gravitate towards each other. And that's even when the part where, Jay's mom, Johnny's mother, even says that even as we speak right now, Teacher Maria, her house is just there. I've never left this place, Ekovi. She has never left Enkoro Janjao. Like, basically, she has never left the yard, but she knows exactly where Teacher Maria stays. And Teacher Maria has never been in her house. The last time they had been in one setting together was when they were younger with the mother. And after that, they were just banned from touching, banned from speaking, banned from existing. And they just basically communicated telepathically. And yo, hectic. So Johnny's like, whoa, I need leave for 2 months. Baby girl, I'm just going to book you a flight and then you go. Because, whoa, I just found out I'm a witch. And that was the story of Johnny, guys. That is why it played out the way it did. And then he also went on to ask, like, but how come I never saw these things? And she said that apparently He was born with a veil that covers things that would otherwise be obvious for others, were not obvious for him, because also he was not supposed to exist, because he is a boy and he is in an all-women bloodline and he's not supposed to exist, but they could not slaughter him because they are just supposed to take a knife and just whoosh, and then, you know, let the blood run and whatever. So his mother and himself were not meant to exist. So that is part of why he had like a veil. And like I said, he was inquisitive about school things and other things, but he was not inquisitive about his home situation. And there was nothing out of the ordinary for him at all, at all, at all, like at all, you know? And that's when he also went on to ask, Kucha, okay, so at soccer matches and at school things, like, were you there? And then she's like, I was there. I was there, but I just couldn't come out into the public because I don't exist. I'm not supposed to exist. And that is why there's now a whole mob of people that want to come and basically execute me because I'm not supposed to exist. And people thought I don't exist. And here you are, making doors. Why you do that? But anyways, so that was all she wrote, guys. That was the story of Johnny. Even when I heard it, I was like astonished. Like, wow. Deep. So he stayed at home for a couple of months, just to grasp everything. And then, he called also Teacher Maria to come and just spend the day there. And just be family, basically. And yeah, it went well. They became closer, but some customs remained the same. Some customs remained the same simply because they were not meant to happen. So they still don't touch. They still don't talk. So he was just bringing them together so that something can be explained. And that was all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen. So ladies and gentlemen, that was the story of Johnny. In case you were wondering, in case you are terrified, it is good to be terrified and to understand that the world doesn't revolve around you. There are people out there with real life issues, and their issues are of that magnitude. So you with problems like, which jean am I wearing tomorrow? These are not real problems. Okay. They're not real problems. You that's like, oh my goodness. Like, that's not a real problem. People are fighting identity crises. People are fighting origins. People are fighting where they come from. Real battles. Because now you are a whole witch overnight and you are a taboo and you're not about to exist, but still you did. So imagine starting life knowing that. So before you go to bed tonight, thank your stars. Thank your universe. Thank your maker that you are just an ordinary somebody. Just ordinary, ordinary. Yeah, you are having problem, but at least it's not problems of not existing, not being a witch. It's not problems like that. Okay. You are just having normal, ordinary problems. Just normal, normal. So thank your lucky stars for that. From me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lüderitz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1 Namibian dollar and 50 cents.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Napangile doa tangone tipimbako, nandito kuchia ushapa pinge mbako lima kiranta mkuruma na pohama etu watu ithana kuchontumwa ilima mbepo kuza pa uliopaife suwa tundi onti unguyongro.
Happy Juju, how are you? What are you doing? Why are you not picking up my phone?
Well, David Chumi, I'm just scrolling through my phone, going through my WhatsApp, my Facebook, and all that.
Serious, what's the time now?
Wait, it's almost 1800 hours! Mm. I need to tune into Eagle FM! Business Economic Segment is about to play now!
Yes, listen to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe from 1800 hours to 1900 hours when we talk about business, economics, trade, and current affairs. Do not miss out if you want to learn and move forward with economic advancement.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Tune in to The Home Run with Helmut and Dwight on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM, and be part of an in-depth discussion on events you didn't know you needed to hear until you do, from Namibia, Africa, and around the world. Tune in from Monday to Friday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Lipurane ngeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweku tite opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doini nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatu imwe bari heali nola natu heali bari no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bari o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heart. Story time and then story time. Mm-hmm. And it was who he was. He never asked about home and he never asked about the circumstances around Teacher Maria and his mother and envelopes. He never asked and he never thought about it either. He was really just grateful that he's alive. He's grateful that he's alive. He's grateful that he's here. He's grateful that he's going to school. He's enjoying his life. He likes his friends at school. And that's just about it. And home is home and home is homing. And he's with his mom and he's taking care of the livestock with his mom. And that's just his life. So that was grade 7. Grade 7 came along one day, and grade 7 is most now the age where children are starting to see, but he was a little on the smaller side, and he was a little bit on the shorter side, so it wasn't, he was not really growing the way other kids were growing in terms of corporating, you know, like wanting to see girls and all of that. He was just about the academics. He was just about the full experience. And also, keep in mind that he was a year younger than all the other kids. So when the other kids are 13, he's 12. When the other kids are 11, he's 10. So it was just like that. And he was the best performer at the school. He was head boy, and he was everything. He was captain of the soccer team. He was captain of everything. Everything. He was just an A++. So, he was really honestly achieving. And even at his soccer matches, right? His mom would always come and tell him how he played, but he never sees his mom. You know that thing of you are at the stadium and you are playing a game, and then you assume somebody's not there, and then when you come back and tell them about the game, then they also tell you something about the game that only a person that was there would know. So that was his mom. His mom was like, yes, even when you passed the ball to number six, and then number six kicked it into the tree, and then your principal had to go and shake it out of the tree. And he's like, oh, so you were there. Why didn't you come and say hi? And he's like, and she's like, no, mothers know everything. I wasn't there. Mothers just know everything. So this woman literally never missed any of her son's extramural activity. Nothing. But she just didn't go and present herself to him. And it was one of those, it's one of those things where when you're listening to the story, you would ask, but why? Why not present yourself? I mean, you went to watch your child's game. It's for moral support. So why didn't you? So he was just happy that his mom got to see how excellent of a player he is, and how he was dribbling the ball, and what and what and what. And it was now time to apply for high schools. And Teacher Maria did the same thing. Teacher Maria went to apply for high school. And the high school was now a little bit far. So it was a hostel. Now with hostel, it's, they are out weekends, and there are things like that. There are children that live closer, and there are children that come from different backgrounds, and it's a bit less controlled than primary school, because these ones are teenagers. So he went to a really good school as well. So he went to Taimo Khanjo. He went into the hostel, and he was there, and he was one of those kids that, it's not that he's nerdy or weird. It's just nobody just bothered him, like, at all. You know how you would be woken up in the middle of the night by the big boys, and then they would pour water on you because you are grade 8, Jivor Khasot. This boy, nothing. Nothing like that. Him, he just went through his life. Just like, nothing. Nothing. Even if people are beating others, or even if whatever is happening, nothing like that ever happened to Johnny. So he just went through life. And when out weekends would come, Teacher Maria would pick him up and drop him off. And then he would go home, and his mother would be waiting. His mother would be waiting there at the drop off for him. And then they would go home together. And that was just his life. And then, if you know anything about, combined schools, it was, yeah, then you know that it's from grade 8 to grade 10. And then after that, there is most now grade 11 and 12 at a different school. So he had to go to grade 11 and 12 at a different school. And he went. And the different school was also a bit further. But at this point also, Teacher Maria had a car, because the literacy was paying well. And she was not only a literacy teacher anymore. She was also a teacher now at that other primary school. So, yeah. But the responsibility of her going to pick him up and looking for a future for him was always on Teacher Maria and the mother in one way or another. And then it was matric farewell. So matric farewell, he asked his mother, no, can you take me to the matric farewell? And then his mother said, no, I cannot go there. And then he asked, but why? Why can't you actually come to the school? Why don't you come to the school? Like, why do you lurk in dark alleys and corridors? Why don't we ever see people? Now, this is grade 12, end of the year. And this boy literally just snapped out of the fact that he's been living under a rock or isolation all his life. And he's like, yeah, but we are very isolated. Nobody ever comes here. Like, why? And what is happening? And his mother is like, no, one day when you're older, I'll explain to you and I'll let you know. And or for now, just pass and finish your school and just go to the matric farewell alone. Which suit do you want, my son? She got him the suit that he wanted. There was no lack. There was no lack in anything for Johnny. Never. You know how we can say that about the village? We can say that, yeah, we grew up in harsh conditions. I think that with him, he can't say that because there was nobody else to compete with. Maybe we can say that because we have siblings and a full house and what. But with them, it was only them. And this woman poured her whole entire soul and heart into her son. Every ounce. Eh? She's literally tahonju pants. But her son is wearing the latest jockeys, the latest watch. I'm telling you, she poured into her son. She invested into her son with her whole entire heart. It was just Johnny. Johnny, 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 Johnny Wameme. Mm-hmm. And the matric farewell happened and he came back home and he spent the rest of the holiday at home. And it was now time for varsity. So time for varsity came and he was accepted in every single thing that he applied, because Teacher Maria just made sure that there was just chance everywhere. So she applied at every single university you can think of, even far away or near, she applied. And she became his mother, his second mother, in all honesty, because even when he had things to talk about, like life things, you know, like, I just feel like this hair under my armpits is ruining my life. Teacher Maria would be saying, it's puberty. That's what puberty does, you know? So it was a weird situation, but it worked for them. That's why we can say that your normal is not my normal. And my normal is not your normal. And this was Johnny's normal. So he decided that no, he's going to do engineering. He's going to do engineering. He's going to do his first 2 years there in Ongwediva. Yeah. He's going to do his first 2 years there in Ongwediva just to stay close to home. And then after that, he's going to do the other 2 years here in the capital city. And Johnny went to school and did exactly that. He went in, came, did what he went there to do and finished. And he came out and it was now time for a job. Now, this was the part where, you know, he started being exposed to the world. He started being exposed to the world. He started comprehending that people invite others to their houses. No, come and meet my mom. No, come through to my village. No, come through. You know, he has friends now. He has a girlfriend. He's lifing, you understand. And now he's also wondering about these drop-offs. So he buys his car and he decides that no, he's going home. He's going home. He's going to show his mother the car. And he gets there and he notices that their house, right? Their house is just built with wire around Maragabuna Oshero. And at all, there's like no, there's no gate. And this is something that he went to only check later on. Which I, Mara, our whole angle, right? There's no gate. We just passed through the wire to be charmandarate, but there's no gate. So he got home and then he's like, he started pangururaring to make a gate, you know, and then he went call his mother, say, oh no, I bought a car, and she's very happy, and wow, Johnny, the mother is Johnny, you know, and she is above and beyond, man. And she had hunger, domarovo, hija, she had cooked, she had, hey, she did everything, slaughtered a goat, hey, she went to chaya enough ikuni because apparently he likes braai flesh, so she's like, just braai and eat your whole carcass, my friend, eat, and she was so thrilled and happy, and she was looking at the car, and wow, it has tinted windows. And when she was touching the window like this, the window just rolled down. It was a whole girl. Oh, Jenny's mother is too faint. Ah, Jenny then came home with his girlfriend, a chair. Never warned nobody about nothing. Now, in a whole life where we are not accustomed to people, you bring a person and you don't even give me a heads up as your mother. Oh, I'm even wearing my inside clothes, and now I have to meet strangers with inside clothes. In my atuka, I'm not even wearing my best dress, and the auntie fainted, my dear, when the window was rolled down. And this girl also, why are you waiting for your mother-in-law to touch the window for you to roll down the window to make your presence known? She gave the poor auntie a whole heart attack, my dear. The auntie fainted. She needs to pick up the mother, like, oh, and give water, and are you okay? And then the mother's like, oh, I had a dream that there was another person in the car, and then when the window rolled down, my dear, and then she opened, she was talking with eyes closed. She opened her eyes, it's a whole girl. Happy meme. Oh, Auntie Dearest is to scream. Ooh. Ooh. Ay. Auntie Dearest is to scream at the girl like, ooh, like Uncle Wayne. Ooh. Like, hey. Come pasela jefe me so man.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepared.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the first time that Johnny had ever seen his mother angry. His mother was furious, and she even ran away, and she went to hide Monjugo, and then she went to change, and she was just very, very upset with this boy, and she was upset, and the girl is like, Johnny, Jay. Because in the city we don't say John, yeah, we say Jay. Jay, like your mom hates me. Hi. And Johnny is like, no, she doesn't hate you. I know she doesn't hate you because she doesn't know you, obviously. So why would she hate you? I think the problem is that I didn't tell her that you were coming, and I thought it would be a pleasant surprise, but I didn't think it through. I think that that's the problem. Now they're trying to figure out what the problem is, most now together, the couple. And this mother is angry, and Johnny goes to the mother's room, and then he explains that, no, this is my girlfriend. Oh, poor auntie is just fainting there. Oh, Johnny got a girlfriend. These people must tell your parents what you guys are doing here in Ushimba. You guys just don't rock up in the village with girls from God knows where. Guys are just rocking up with girls from God knows where, and then we are just supposed to be thrilled.
don't. We're just supposed to be happy. Like, oh, Johnny brought a stranger home or what? What type of happiness are we supposed to be having? So the auntie is there in the Njuho and she's not happy. She's not talking to Johnny and she's just very, very angry and upset and Johnny doesn't know what to do. And then so he calls teacher Maria, his second mom, right? And he calls and then he's like, ah, yeah, so this is what I did. I came home and I brought the car, but then I came with my girlfriend just to introduce my girlfriend to my mom, but Meme is not taking it very well. She's extremely upset and I don't understand why she's this upset because I mean it's just another human being and teacher Maria is equally upset. Like, you did what? I'm like, I know. What's the problem, guys? Hey, Anoika, I know Johnny is not allowed to bring people or he's not allowed to have friends or what? Hey, Johnny is a big boy, no? So what is the problem here? What's about me? Oh, and Chamaria, you can hear Chamaria also just yelling from the other side. And this is the part where Teacher Maria says, ah, no, give your mother the phone. And then the phone is given over. And Teacher Maria talks to Johnny's mother and explains, which I know, this is what young people do, especially serious people such as Johnny. They introduce the people that they're in relationships with. And this is how, you know, this is how people also go and get married because you cannot now marry somebody and that has never met your mother. And yeah, this is normal. And then the auntie just starts crying, my dear. And she's like, Johnny is going to go. He's going to marry and go and go and have his own kids there and live his life. And no, not today. Not today. Yes, but not today. Today they are there with you. You must enjoy their company. You know? And John is listening to this and he's like, okay, this is hectic. And they ended off with, but you must tell him. Now it's a debate between, just tell him. No, I can't tell him. Just tell him. Oh, no, I can't tell him. Just tell him. No, I can't tell him. Now, Johnny got irritated about this and he's like, tell me what, guys? Just tell me what? Because clearly you guys are doing cat and mouse things. And these cat and mouse things are not working, so please, spill the beans, spill the tea, tell me what. Then Johnny's mother calls him and aside now into the room and says like, have you not noticed? This is the part where she now has to tell him about his whole entire life and his seclusion and the fact that he's just been in the house the whole time. And he never had friends over and he never noticed these things. And he's like, yeah, but isn't that how everybody else grew up? Like just staying in the house. And she's like, she shaked her head. She's like, no. Normal people go outside and be with others, but I didn't really allow that. And I became your only friend. And that was our life. And Johnny asks now, why? Now, Johnny's girlfriend is just there at Oshinyanga, at Ehare, snapping, bruh. She's just out here snapping, like, snap. Oh, my goodness. Brother, I'm at mother-in-law's house. I'm at the crib, bruh, village, bruh, life, bruh, flexing, bruh, beautiful, what, bruh. Hey, just nice things. And she's just there TikToking, my dear, doing the most. She's TikToking with the chickens. She's TikToking Nongobe. She's TikToking Nombora. She's TikToking with sticks. Itzy. She's TikToking with gates. She's TikToking with the ground. She's TikToking with everything. I'm waiting, girl. We're tanking on Telemo Villager, bra. We're just chilling at her baby's house. Engineer's wife, well, we're like, ooh, ma'am, wow. You took it there, huh? Okay, cool. I hear you. And so Johnny's mom called him aside and says, like, no, the thing is that it's not really normal the way you grew up, but it was your life, and I was just trying to protect you from the world, and I was trying to protect you from what people might say. And she was not making a lot of sense, and she was going up and about and around. And that's the part where Johnny was like, okay, can we just maybe have this conversation another time? Can you meet now my person? Yeah. And then his mother was like, okay, you know, and she tengane, you know, then she puts on her best dress, her best Sunday dress, guys. She puts on her best Sunday dress, and she puts on her best oshikewa, and she puts on her best shoes, and she puts on even cream. Kwa wayomagadi. Mm-hmm. And she made her face nice, and she came out. She even got the handbag. She even carried the handbag, because, you know, most probably handbags are good things, are appropriate things. She wore her Sunday best. When somebody says, wear your Sunday best, ne? She wore her Sunday best. She even went with a whole handbag. And then she went to sit there, and then she went to get Omarovogi jam. And she went to get the food that she had prepared, and they sat there, and she met the girl, and the girl is friendly. Oshwambo is very, very, very broken, but she was very loving, and she was trying really. Meme, amenzi kuhole nai, amenzi hole noho kana koe, okana koe Johnny, okana koe Jay, okana koe kawa momtima, and okawa. One night, even in bed. But luckily we don't understand English. So that part, Johnny turned around and looked at his girl, and he's like, no, not the bed part. Don't tell her about the bed part. Yeah? So, But yeah, amendili nawa, amendishku teka, amendishku kuchava oikuni, amendishku teleka no hope of fire. So amendili nawa, mommy, amendili mumbo, ga, you know, and I'm kind of now, you know, and Johnny's mom is very, very loving. She's fully accepting. So she's one of those that, like, as when the girl started talking, she also just became in the mood. She's like, yes, yes. So if she was talking, if you were hyping her up about running, ne, you guys would go and run a marathon with her, because she's hyperable. She's like Johnny the first day of school. Like that. Oh, no, nah. Yes. So this girl is talking, you know, meme, I'm in the holiday. And the mother's like, Auntie Johnny, Jay or Jan? Eh? Hey, Jay, or Johnny, Rateta Pafupi, Pifadurongisara, or on the Diotango. Oh, on the Diotango, Dina Joy. Hey, oh, Pife Kushimbahuya, oh, we san we, Jay. Eh, that's the, kumekwae, hi, with an ala Jay. Eh. Wiki happy sana John. Aye, Johnya noa Elena en atena na shashino teno friend zanje no kumekanje atena na trongifo madina ngeo mare shashino madina ngeo mare umale nai. Oh, pesa muisanara amuisanaro maruka zina. Eh, oh, yarwano. Ye yempenyoj. Hmm? Hi, Nkwetu. Hi, Nkwetu Lakisha. Jay, Lakisha. Jay, can I push him? Shame. LaQuisha. Eh, her name is LaQuisha, bruh.
She comes from this African-American parents that went to live there in America and go and name their kids LaQuisha as if they're not going to come back to Namibia and just be here amongst the Elizabeths. Eh? Elizabeths. Eh? So, LaQuisha. 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 Iti jeto shili jonyo shije kena pwisheli mwilomo shiwambo romela kanjatu njatu popi I can amoel him. And then he turns around, kucha, or actually my mom is asking, don't you have like a traditional name? LaQuisha. Don't you have a traditional name? Because she can't really catch the LaQuisha name. So don't you have a traditional name? And LaQuisha is like, yeah, I mean, Dina. Ndina edina, ndina enema, dina ntira, dina edina. Lomoshuambo. Dina edina lomoshuambo, and it is, Ndafa. Ooh. I'm Ndafa. Ndafa means happy. So, I'm Ndafa. Ndafa. Oh, okay. Moshi kwa nyama. Eh, ukucha, akuluntue ya kwa nyama. Oshwara ye kilo ngele kumbada yoshirongo. Okonea ningo mvuladhi hendo no. Yenayo kwa vare wane kumbada yoshirongo. Opone ngika kufwa ne edhinando no. Alukirwane onku kathi ngika kwa hui. Oh, hayo osho. Okay, Ndafa. Yes, auntie. What's up? She's doing the things, guys. We're like, Ella. Shitenya, say what? Waza, waza. That's exactly what I want for myself. You know, Shitenya, say what? Waza. Mm-hmm. So, and his mother was fully inviting. His mother was very happy, even though she was not ready for company. And she was not really... She didn't expect it, and she was not ready for company. She embraced Ndafa with both hands, and she loved her, and she was trying, and it was just an overall beautiful, beautiful weekend. Okay, so Monday morning came, and Ndafa and Jay... They had to leave most now. And Cuckoo, darling, dearest, you know, she was crying. And she's like, Ndafa, you know? Because she's like, she's already in that vibe of like, Ndafa. Ndafa, my shitenya for life, forever. Hmm? He will never have another one. It's just Ndafa, forever. And she is crying because she's gonna miss them, but she's so happy they came, and she even learned kucha shatanditi nagaluke o handitingin. No, you should return. Hi, dono titile takapuna shaye shimwe oshibushe kashona. Hi, you must come back. Ndafa, you must come back. Come back. Come back. Mm-hmm. Yes, mama. Yeah, of course. This is my home. Meme, I'm in Dili Mumbonga. Ndu dite nawa. Ndadia nawa. Kwete. Ndandu kama jina kandiwana mo kashoti. I have to open it. So, meme, I'm in Dili Mumbonga. I love it here. Ndiku hole. You know, and yeah, she made two full chickens, my dear, for the people's podcast. They ate one. Already in the house, and two full ones to drive with, and one that they are going to put in the fridge and go and cook themselves, my dear. When people are saying, have one child so that you have enough resources, so that you can give your child a whole carcass to eat you and your lover for the weekend. Eat! Ikusenyo kwenye, ikusenyo shimba, ikusenyo nkara, man. Eat! You guys don't want, you guys want multiple children. Ha! So as they were driving out, you know, most there was no gate. So, Jay made a makeshift gate. So he cut the wire and then he fixed it up. And then he took like a couple of sticks and then he bind them together. And then he made a makeshift gate where he just put like a padlock thingy around it. or a drat thing around it so that imunas, they don't go in, so that livestock doesn't go in, destroy the field. So as they were driving out, there was like a small group that kind of formed just outside there. Yeah? And literally these people were just standing there and and he couldn't hear, but also he knows nobody because remember, ne, our special child has never been outside. He went to make friends there at the outside. He didn't make friends in the village. He didn't even know that in his village there are people. He used to see people walking around, but it was never close, in close proximity. So he drives the car out and then he closes now the makeshift gate and then he sees his mother, but his mother is not standing in the road. His mother is like standing behind a bush, but she's crouching down, like she's peeping, and he doesn't understand this. And he's like, oh, I know what a guan, what's happening here? And he goes up to them. And he's asking, like, the more closer he's walking towards them, the more they are moving backwards. And now he's asking, hey, like, what's up? Can I help you with something? And one of the women, like, just points at him and says, Mwana go lozi. And he's like, what? Literally, Mwana go lozi means child of a witch. Da-da-da-da. Child of a witch? Like, what you mean, child of a witch? Mbo mwana go lozi. Nya lozi. Eh? A lozi ya mo a lozi tan logwantu. Kemulyo tan logwantu pongkunda matan jantu. Waza. Like, evil skill, like, out of nowhere. It is now him is getting backlash. He's getting like words. Apparently them, the witch people, basically Johnny is the son of a witch, product of witchcraft. And them, they have been killing people in that village ever since the beginning of time. And it's them. They are witches, 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 witches. They are witches. Hey. Johnny's like, wait a minute. What? I, like, no, we are not. Yeah. Shout to my Rosie. I was the Shamuni Kangi. I was the Akingo Houtu Anua. Oh, how to, yeah. I was that. I was that. Tuka. I was that. Tuka no ma huyu. Undilke huyungay. Dime huyungay. Hmm? You know, he's asking, like, oh, am I in an owl like this or am I on an owl? Because witches don't drive cars. Witches fly. Don't drink and drive. Hey, stay safe. What's up? Yeah. So he's fighting back, you know, and then he turns around and he's looking at his mom and his mom is running the kilometers. Ne? His mom is running, but she's running like from bush to bush, you know, and like she's hiding from the people. And Johnny's like, I, you know what, I'll just call my boss, yeah, and then I'll tell him that I have a situation. I've never missed work anyways. I'll tell him that I have a situation and then I'll maybe just go and hear about it. Because this is also the first time that he's noticing that there are people in his village. You know, there's a whole life. Yeah? People, living people that are here. And he's never seen living people that are there. He's like, it's a shocker. So he decides that no, he's going to drive back inside and he's going to lock up. And these people are now, you know, they are making, they are throwing salt, throwing salt for the witches. They are all up in arms. The crowd is gathering. The crowd is big. You know, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And he's like, but if I leave my mother here with these people here, I'm afraid that they're going to do something to her. Is that why she's hiding? So he opens the gate and then he drives back inside. Then he locks the gate. But John is a cool guy, my dear. And Sire also, so he's not afraid of anybody. And he has a gun. He has a gun. He's like a licensed firearm owner. So he's not even worried about menial things. Like strange people from the village harassing. He goes back inside the house and then he's like, yo, wetenga, like, do you see the commotion outside, mama? And what's happening? And his mom is running and she's hiding behind bushes, checking, you know? And then he picks her up from the road, like, she's like, get in. Now Mother Dearest doesn't know how to get into cars. And the whole time that they went there for the weekend, the car, didn't move. Because Johnny doesn't know those outside life things. So they didn't go to cooker shops. They didn't go to bars. They didn't do anything. They were just in the house as he grew up. So the car didn't move. So now Mother Dearest has to come into the car. So Johnny opens the back door with his one arm. And then he's like, Londa, Mother Dearest, guys, you would be laughing. You are laughing because you are having bad manners. Like, don't laugh at elders. You will not see the gate of heaven. You are laughing because an old woman cannot get into a car. Eh? The way she's getting into a car, my dear, she's on all four. She's on her knees. She's on her hands. She's first holding on to that thing, that stepping thing that you step, or she's holding on to that one. And then she climbs, like, she's climbing over, like, he's like, wait a minute, guys. Whoa. I don't think my mother knows how to get into a car. So he comes out of the car and the car is still running. And she's like, wait a minute. Is it still running? Ooh, she's just going. Mm-mm. She's not dealing with it well, but okay. So he picks her up and then he puts her into the car and she's sitting there and closes the door. And it's her first time. It looks like it's her first time in a car, my dear. And he gets into the car and then the car moves and then she screams, ow! Like, whoa. Okay. And then there's most now echoing in the car also. So it's like a little cold breeze that came. And it's like, matalala mo kai? Kalu se kai? And that's when Johnny realized that maybe my mother has never been in a car. But okay, cool. But anyways, the witch story. So they go into the house and he gets his mom out of the car. He picks her up out of the car so that she doesn't have to fall over, because if she can't get into a car, then she can't get out of a car. It's just logic. You bad person that is laughing there. You with bad manners. You are laughing. You are laughing at June's mother. Change. You're laughing at Jenny's mother. Eh? Who would laugh at your mother if your mother didn't know how to get into a car, you guys, and get out of cars? So they go into the house and Jenny's like, hi, meme. Like, tell me, talk. You know? And ooh, girlfriend Terrace is like, no, don't worry, Popiani, it's cool. I got it. Like, I understand why you're frustrated, babe. I understand, like, why you're mad. Like, why these people coming to attack us? Is it because we are fire? Is it because we are a couple gold? Like, come on. Johnny just looked at her and smiled and he's like, I don't know how you made it, but cool. Okay. So he asked, like, what's up? And then Johnny's mother tells him that ever since she was born, right? They were born of a bloodline that was not allowed to give birth to boys. If boys were born in their family, they would die. And if they died, it would be one of those things that happen. Now, their mothers and their mothers' mothers and their mothers' 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 and all of that, they were not allowed to have husbands and they were allowed to have only one child, which was supposed to be a daughter. Now, the thing that happened is that somewhere, somehow, her mother, right? Guys, this is now where the stuff gets juicy, hella juicy. You're like, whoa, bruh. So, somewhere, somehow, along the way, her mother Johnny's grandmother had given birth to twins, and they were girls, but they were unidentical twins. And now one had to be hidden from the family, and one was now the daughter, the ultimate daughter. And this one was the one that was outside, and this one was the one that was allowed to have a life. And it was said that every single man that they meet, the man dies after they copulate, something like black widow spiders, like they eat their mates after they get pregnant. So, but it was like that. So in the villages that they had lived, this became known about their bloodline, and people assumed them to be witches. And since she in her bloodline is an abomination, she had to now come and reside here. And then she met this beautiful gentleman that was the love of her life, Johnny's father. And Johnny's father was hung in those old villages. He was hung for fraternizing with a witch. He was hung for fraternizing and sleeping with a witch, and she had to flee. And by the time that she had fled, she was already pregnant. So she came to set up a house here, and her sister, her twin sister, had gravitated towards her eventually in life. And that is why when he was three, he then started going to school to Teacher Maria. Teacher Maria is his mother's twin sister. But in their bloodline, they were not allowed to touch. They were not allowed to talk. They were not allowed to exist. So he, by default, is supposed to be Maria's child, because she was an abomination, because she is the second twin. She's not the first twin that came out. She is the second twin, so she was not supposed to exist. And hence why, if she was not supposed to exist, he was not supposed to exist. And that is why Maria's eggs are bound, because Johnny is Maria's son in the spiritual realm per se. And that is why Maria loves him so much, because in another lifetime, Maria is his mother, because his actual mother is not supposed to exist. Bruh, Auntie Dearest says this. Johnny instantly gets it. I open a bam, wah. And he's astonished. He's like, wait, what? What sci-fi movie things are these? And he knows that his mother tells no fibs and tells no lies, and she's a pure woman. And he understood. So he's like, oh. So is that why you guys gave money in envelopes and you guys never touched and all of that? He's like, yes. Because they gravitate towards each other. And that's even when the part where, who's this? Jay's mom, Johnny's mother, even says that even as we speak right now, your me Maria, Teacher Maria, her house is just there. I've never left this place, Ekovi. She has never left Enkoro Janjao. Like, basically, she has never left the yard, but she knows exactly where Teacher Maria stays. And Teacher Maria has never been in her house. The last time they had been in one setting together was when they were younger with the mother. And after that, they were just banned from touching, banned from speaking, banned from existing. And they just basically communicated telepathically. And, yo, hectic. So Johnny's like, whoa, I need leave for 2 months. Baby girl, I'm just going to book you a flight and then you go. Because, whoa, I just found out I'm a witch. And that was the story of Johnny, guys. That is why it played out the way it did. And then he also went on to ask, like, but how come I never saw these things? And she said that apparently he was born with a veil that covers things that would otherwise be obvious for others were not obvious for him, because also he was not supposed to exist because he is a boy and he is in an all women bloodline and he's not supposed to exist, but they could not slaughter him because they are just supposed to take a knife and just whoosh. And then, you know, let the blood run and whatever. So his mother and himself were not meant to exist. So that is part of why he had like a veil. And like I said, he was inquisitive about school things and other things, but he was not inquisitive about his home situation. And there was nothing out of the ordinary for him at all. You know, and that's when he also went on to ask, Kucha, okay, so at soccer matches and at school things, like, were you there? And then she's like, I was there, but I just couldn't come out into the public because I don't exist. I'm not supposed to exist. And that is why there's now a whole mob of people that want to come and basically execute me because I'm not supposed to exist, and people thought I don't exist, and here you are, making doors. Why you do that? But anyways, so that was all she wrote, guys. That was the story of Johnny. Even when I heard it, I was like astonished, like, well, wow, deep. So he stayed at home for a couple of months, just to grasp everything. And then, he called also Teacher Maria to come and just spend the day there and just be family, basically. And yeah, it went well. It went well. They became closer, but some customs remained the same. Some customs remained the same simply because they were not meant to happen. So they still don't touch. They still don't talk. So he was just bringing them together so that something can be explained. And that was all she wrote, ladies and gentlemen. So, ladies and gentlemen, that was the story of Johnny, in case you were wondering, in case you are terrified. It is good to be terrified and to understand that the world doesn't revolve around you. There are people out there with real life issues, and their issues are of that magnitude. So you with problems like, which jean am I wearing tomorrow? These are not real problems, okay? They're not real problems. You that's like, oh my goodness, like, that's not a real problem. People are fighting identity crises. People are fighting origins. People are fighting where they come from. Real battles. Because now you are a whole witch overnight and you are a taboo and you're not about to exist, but still you did. So imagine starting your life knowing that. So before you go to bed tonight, thank your stars. Thank your universe. Thank your maker that you are just an ordinary somebody. Just ordinary. Yeah, you are having problem, but at least it's not problems of not existing, not being a witch. It's not problems like that, okay? You are just having normal, ordinary problems. Just normal. So thank your lucky stars for that. From me, the matriarch, I bid you farewell.